The University of Colorado's head football coach has been placed on administrative leave. It's the latest development in an unfolding sexual assault scandal involving the school's football program. The action follows comments Coach Gary Barnett made yesterday about a former female player who says a teammate raped her. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Katie Nida was one of the first women to play college football. She was a place kicker for the University of Colorado during the 1999 season. Earlier this week, Nida said that when she was at Colorado, she was raped by a teammate. Five other women also have come forward to say they were raped by Colorado football players. Three of them are suing the school. After Nida made her rape allegation public, University of Colorado football coach Gary Barnett was asked why Nida left the team after the 1999 season. He responded by commenting on her playing ability.
Katie was a girl. Not only was she a girl, she was terrible. Okay? And there's no other way to say it. She couldn't kick the ball through the uprights.
That prompted a hastily called news conference Wednesday night in which University President Elizabeth Hoffman said she was placing Barnett on paid administrative leave pending an investigation into the school's football program.
We believe that in the context of a rape allegation, it is inappropriate to make statements about the ability of the player and particularly the way those statements were made. We think that the appropriate answer to a question about her ability was to say that that was an inappropriate question in the context of an allegation of rape.
Hoffman said a police report made public on Wednesday also factored into her decision to put Barnett on leave. It shows the coach may have tried to dissuade an alleged rape victim from talking to police. The name of the accuser and the player were blacked out in the public version of the report. It says the woman told an investigator that Barnett said he would back up his male player 100% if she reported the alleged rape to authorities. After Barnett was put on leave, he talked with reporters and apologized for his comments about Nida. Barnett said his comments were taken out of context, but he admitted they were insensitive.
What I wanted to communicate was that regardless of Katie Nida's abilities, I wanted Katie on our football team. I wanted to give her a chance to be a part of our program.
During that same press conference, Barnett also encouraged Nida to cooperate with police who were investigating her rape allegation. It's been a rough couple of weeks for the University of Colorado. Problems started in January when a local district attorney testified under oath that she believes the school uses the promise of easy sex and wild parties to recruit high school-age football players. In recent weeks, there have been reports of alcohol-fueled sex parties, several players have been suspended from a season opener game, and the owner of an adult business said athletes from the University of Colorado and other schools have been hiring his strippers for years. University officials have appointed a panel to investigate the allegations and review the university's recruiting methods. The scandal also prompted the National Collegiate Athletic Association to launch an investigation of its own. The NCAA task force will not focus on Colorado alone, but will investigate reports of recruiting problems at schools across the country. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.